Cultively, the Nis on the Hak, Havatik Dayan, Sian Bahalacha, Kvod Marino, Harav, Rabbeinu Mordechai Leib, Nira Yair. Dayan de Kalkat, Kdosha, Gavad.
That history.
Yudayan Olive stuff. Cool. All right.
Gimli Yud Hay stuff, yes.
Yeah. Higia Inyan, Nidon Grusha, Shinisei Lakoin Bechezkat Almana. וכשנודע הדבר, ברוך הלא, ולא נודע מקומה איה. והבעל מצטער בעיגון, וביטול פירדריביה. אם יש לה הצהיר ליסה אחרת עליה, בלא היתר מהרבן.
Okay, so, right, so he frames the issue in terms of the heter mehrabanim, which is not obvious to us so far, but right, but he's back to framing it, that it's an assumption is that you need a heter mehrabanim, and the question is, can we master this without that? Go.
Yan ra'iti din ze elonit barer al biryo bishum makom. The saniti hadiyukim v'gibuvei dvarim v'orech shelo letzorech. Al kain omar b'kitzur achar yuni b'shoresh hadvarim. Udivrei habach b'tshuvosav v'simen chav hei sheba lehashvot divrei tshuvat marshal simen samach hei im dino shel rama Ebenezer simen aleph.
Right, so that's my typo. The original says nun gimel, but it seems clear to me it's yod gimel.
Why are the asterisks that are?
That was just for that, for me. That was a note that was a shiva that I wanted to put in the packet.
Okay.
And I went back because I read because I was going backwards. So you'll see Rav Moshe quotes the Chassam Sofer, who quotes the Bach. All right, the quotes the Bach, the Marshal, and the Maran Padua. So I went right. So I was going backwards, but.
ממוצא הדברים למדתי, הנה רבינו גרשם מאור הגולה תיקן שתי תקנות. א', שלא לגרש בעל כורחה, והיא סייג לתורה. כיוון שרבו פרוצים שזלזלו בבנות ישראל ההגונות, בערב היא באה ובבוקר היא שווה, על כן החמיר בחרם זה, לא קבע לו זמן ולא מקום, ונתפשט בכל ישראל, ולא התנה להתירו על ידי מאה רבנים. אמנם, הסכימו רוב ככל הגאונים שבמקום מצווה דאורייתא, כגון ביטול פריה ורבייה וייבום וכדומה, לא גזר כלל תקנה.
Okay, so let's figure out, what did he say?
So, the first thing he says is that is that gerushin ba'al korcha, shalom b'makom mitzvah is never, you can't do it, shalom b'makom mitzvah, ever.
You can't do it, shalom.
You can't do a shalom b'makom. You can't do gerushin b'al korcha.
Rabbeinu Gershom made the gezeira and inscribed to everyone.
What?
Yeah, where do you see makom mitzvah?
He's saying that makom mitzvah after Rabbeinu Gershom doesn't apply.
Right. Other than situations of makom.
Oh, okay, fine.
Oh, should be makom. Other than situations of makom mitzvah d'oraisa.
The only heter is makom mitzvah.
Right. In other words, me'ar rav on him without makom mitzvah. Without makom mitzvah, there's no heter whatsoever.
And with Makom Mitzvah, do you need Me'irabanim?
It doesn't seem like it. There's no takana whatsoever.
So there's no Me'irabanim. There's no Me'irabanim at all about Gerushin Bal Korcha. Okay, what does Siag LaTorah mean?
It seems that
the only way I can understand this is like the note. Well, I'm reading this and I'm totally informed by the note of Yehuda, who we're still waiting for.
Okay, yeah, I'll allow it this time because we're probably not going to get to it.
Okay. So the note. Okay, I haven't seen this in a long time, but the note of Yehuda has a case where his sister-in-law doesn't want to get a divorce, but her husband does want to divorce her, and so the note of Yehuda writes a tshuva explaining why his sister-in-law is not divorced. And so part of doing this is that he, the husband, created a shaliach to give her a get against her will. And that's exactly what happened. And so the note of Yehuda says that actually before the Gezerah of Rabbeinu Gershom, it was still an Avera to divorce a woman against her will. And so because it's so fundamental to this thing, we'd say Ein Shliach L'Davar Avera. And so his sister-in-law is not divorced.
Uh-huh. So the Siag is divorcing a woman Bal Korcha is us or any way you want to say, and the siag is that we are making it a cherem, we make people believe it more.
Yeah, it was always a bad thing to do. Just now, there's a harem on it.
So, what does Yaga tell us? What is the Doaisa? So, apparently, that itself is a Doaisa.
Or is it not in fact a
Doaisa? Maybe it's a violation of the classic Yaga.
Right. So maybe Saglit, how literally do you want to take Torah? What does he say right here? What does he say?
That what was happening was that there were Prutim who were being mizalzalim if not Israel, they would get married. They would temporarily get married and divorce them.
So now, what is in classical halacha supposed to prevent this?
Ketubah.
So why wasn't they preventing it?
Was there that's unclear.
Right. So that's a good question. Right. That's a really good.
That's unclear.
That's a really good. Right. He gives us rationale. Right. That there were. Right, he says that basically the Gnosis role being turned into turned into the Megillus Esther pageant people, right? So how does that happen? Right, that's a really odd thing. Right, that's what Ksuba is supposed to present. So I don't really understand the historical circumstance.
Were people just not like giving Ksubas?
So I guess, but then put a harem on anybody who doesn't give a ksuba.
I mean, in today's monetary prices, the bare worth of the ketuba, if you calculate it from silver, is not very much.
So you could claim that the ketuba...
It might have been that just, monetarily, it was not a big...
You could claim the ketuba failed, right, already. The Chassam Sofer believed that the ketuba had already failed in the 11th century. That was in France and Germany, that it was already too low.
These were, like, wealthy Prussian.
Yeah.
Weren't held back.
That's interesting. People who who want to marry women and then divorce them against their will.
Saying why marry them in the first place?
They're very interesting Prutzim.
Is that why marry them?
You know what? They're lumdish.
They're Nubelbishus Ato.
They're lumdish.
Pardon?
It's Nubelbishus Ato.
I suppose. Yeah, I just like
Usher, it.
They're. Yeah, but they're from. But they're exactly they're from.
Oh.
Yeah, they're from. Okay, I don't know this. It seems to me that probably this is fertile grounds for somebody doing real history to figure out why it is that Ksuba failed to prevent Gerush and Bal Korcha, or why the Chassam Sofer would believe it. Because again, if you're a historian, you assume that Chassam Sofer is projecting this onto Rabbeinu Gershom. But who says? Okay, onward.
Okay. Shnia inas yagva Torah rak mipnei hergel ktata hecharim shelo yisa isha alishta. So hergel ktata.
It's usually a bad idea,
right? So that's right. There's no. Now he could have just said Mishum b'hafter urecha kamocha, and we can make it a siag l'Torah. Right? That's why his notion of siag is a very interesting thing as to what things are Torah and which things aren't. Because I thought Sholem Bayis was a really important Torah principle, and right, making a cherem would certainly be a siag l'Torah once we're using things as vague.
Gadol Hashalom.
Yeah, and so forth. But he wants to claim it's not a Siyag Torah, and so the interesting question really is, why does he care? Right? What does it matter to him whether it's a Siyag Torah or not?
I wonder if he's only going to let the Heter Meir Rabbanim in case he said it's not a Siyag Torah.
Also, does the Chassam Sofer have like a system wherein he works out different sorts of zeros at some point? Like, within the Chassam Sofer's writings, could we find like...
I don't know. I guess all good, all great questions. I don't know the answers. Okay.
If it's not a Siyag Torah, then according to
right, so that's the instinct is to go to the Rambam and say that it relates to whether it's Yudka Dava or not. But that's the 18 things you can never undo. But I don't know. Okay, onward. Okay, so the difference right now. So he says that the Bal Korcha was eternal and omnipresent, but doesn't apply to Malka Mitzvah, but doesn't have a Heta Merabanim. Bal Korcha is limited in time and space. Second wife is limited in time and space. What he hasn't mentioned yet is what about Malka Mitzvah and what about Heta Meir Rabbanan? Okay, onward.
Okay. Mikol Makom, Katav Marshal, Biyam Shal Shlomo, Divamot, Terek, Vav, Sin, Bet. Mikol Makom, Kevan Shalo, Nimna.
Right, so that's the question whether it's an ayin or a hey. The text has an ayin, I think it's a hey.
Okay. Oh, so in other words, like Shalom.
Like
minyan.
They didn't
like
stop doing it, so they didn't start doing it.
Kivan shalom imna lahatira chirem bichlot hazman, imela chirem kimikedem. Ayin shem. Avon mikol makom, hagaon hekelbo. וגם הצנע שאם יראו חכמי הדור צורך עניין להתיר, יתירוהו על ידי מי הרבנים. So here it is.
Because of Beit Shmuel, Simen
Aleph. Beit Shmuel, Simen Aleph, Sifkat Chaf Aleph, Mishum Hachi Sfeko Lahakel.
So which Sogi are we talking about here?
So, yeah. The only one it could be talking about is the second one.
Okay, so the second one, it has all these kulas, but nobody ever, even though he was kavazman asof elav chamishi, it's still there because no one was ever matir it.
Right? Then it should be hey.
So I think it should be hey, right? Oh, the text has an ayin, and I have the question marks around it because
I think
it should be a hey.
Yeah.
So if I'm right, right? If
Daniel's probably right, probably more likely.
I guess it could be. Yeah. Okay. Good. Yes. Okay. Let's go on.
Okay. Mikol makom kevan shechrim v'chirem deoraita. The ayin b'sefer ayin heik.
Not sure.
Okay. So simen yud sifches u'besafik u'besuf parshas b'chukosai. V'im kein havalei sveka deoraita.
See the same sifek. Fine. Yeah.
Yeah. The Shlomar Divrei Beis Shmuel
Aldera
Shekhasav HaRambam Behilchos Mamrim Dechol Tikuno Derabanan Heim Deoraisa Mamish Milot Asur V'yikshar Ramban Im Kain Amai Sabik Tzvek Derabanan Lekula V'tireit Tash Beitz Unnevio Lechem Mishneh Dechachalim Hisnukach She Yehiu Sveikim Lahakeh
So what just happened?
So he just like invented like a, or not invented, but he just like said like, built into the Xera was a backdoor for, well, Sveiko Lahakel, written narrowly and...
So Savei Drabbanan, right, Savei Drabbanan Lahakel is a Drabbanan rule.
Right. Written into Xera's Drabbanan.
But only and by cherem they have the option whether to make it safek lahakil or not because the cherem is really deoraisa, but safek deoraisa luchumra is a derabanan rule, and not a deoraisa rule. So they chose to make it safek lahakil in the case where it wasn't a segula torah, but in the case where it was a segula torah, they didn't. So now he's going to claim that these two charamim are both from Ben Gershom. But the one about Gerish and Bal Korcha is Safek L'chumra, and the one about marrying two wives is Safek L'chula. That's cool.
Can you explain it again?
So what he says is that we can say that there are two Charamim Ben Gershom, but the one about Bal Korcha is Safek L'chumra, and the one about Lisa Ishal Isha is Safek Lekula, and that's because the rules of Sfekos are always rabbinically determined. Even according to the position where we hold that all the Rabbanans are Deoraisas. And therefore they choose which of their, right, therefore, at least the rules about Safek, about the Rabbanans, which are really Deoraisas, because all the Rabbanans are Deoraisas, are rabbinically determined, and they chose to make the Xer of Bal Korcha because it's a Siagla Torah, Safek L'chumra, and the Xer of Lisa Ishal Isha because it's not a Siagla Torah, they chose to make it Sveik L'Hakel.
Does the Chassam Sofer do this every time he brings up Safek Sveikos Rabbanan?
Chassam Sofer does many, many things. And it's difficult to... I have an article which I rather like about the humor of the Chassam Sofer saying Chadash Asur Min HaTorah. Right, where it was
claimed... The
humor of it is, right, is that Chadash Asur Min HaTorah is the case, right, he's using it to oppose lay-led violations of halacha.
Yeah.
So he, right, so he comes up with a new interpretation of the phrase which says, "Anu is Asur Min HaTorah," right, and the old phrase is the one which talks about how the case where we don't follow the halacha that's in the books because of what the people do. Right, so it's all, right, and if I'm right about all those jokes, that gives you insight to the way the Chassam Sofer thinks. Right, that he's, you know, that everything is wheels and wheels, and game, right, and, you know, playing.
Things rhyme. Orech Shalolot Sorech.
Yeah, no, he's a very, but Sam Sofer just says these wild things that, you know, no one before or since would ever have thought that's what. It is wild. And then you have this other, you know, unfortunate places like where he tells you that it, his reasoning doesn't matter anyway because it's all Siyata Dishmaya. This is a very challenging, that was a very challenging figure. But incredibly cool to read.
He's basing this whole Sveika Lahaka because of the Tanai that built in by Rabbeinu Gershom on a comment that was that came after the Goyim said something based on.
It's got. It's kind of. It's a, yeah. It's no. It's not the Goyim. The Goyim.
That's the Maharshal that we didn't read.
Yes. No. The Goyim. Yeah, that's probably the Marshal and the Beish, but it's because the Beish Shmuel writes that Sveiko Lahakil, right? That's he's doing all this to come with a terrorist for the Beish Shmuel.
But isn't the Beish Shmuel basing himself on the Gain?
Yeah, whichever. The Marshal. The Gain is the Marshal. Yeah. But it's right. But he's in order to do that. He's saying, how can the Beis Shmuel say Sveiko Lekula aren't all Haramim Deoraisa? The answer is yes, all Haramim are Deoraisa, just like all the Rabbanans are Deoraisa, and just like the Rabbanans could say Sveiko Lahakil by the Rabbanans, even though all the Rabbanans are Deoraisa, so too the Rabbanan who make a Cherim can say Sveiko Lahakil. But because he doesn't want to end up in right, he doesn't want to end up saying that Sveiko Lekula by Bal Korcha, so he says that's only the one that's not Siyag L'Torah.
And that assertion of the categorization, he hasn't like substantiated or
no.
decided he's going to like really back up. He's just kind of like saying. Hasofer
is a creative force. Many things exist in halacha that would not have thought exist. Actually, the Hasofer would not have thought existed previously. It's pretty wild. It's really pretty wild. Okay. So there we are. Right. So that right. This is all, by the way. This is just a, so I should read two more lines because there's one, the next line I'd love to read how you understand it.
Ein b'shmol, reish simen, chufden achas, tamashma, delisa, shtey nashim, deoreita, mashvim lay. Shekatzav, v'simen tedvav, sivkat nchav. V'omnam, simen samachvav, sivkat nir alef, mashma afilu legaresh, ba'al korcha, mashma le'in she, ki'ilu eino deoreita.
Right, so he tells you that there people think that Beis Nashim is Deoraisa, and people think that Bal Korcha isn't Deoraisa, so then it makes perfect sense for the rabbis to
strengthen the weaker one.
Strengthen the weaker one and weaken the stronger one, exactly right. So the things that people think are Deoraisa, we can say Sveiko Lahakil because it's not going to be, people aren't going to be mezalzel because of it. But the things that people think are only Derabanan, we have to put in the rules that make them like Deoraisas.
So that's why there are some cases we mark here one, but not the other.
That's right. That's why we're going to say Sveiko Lekumra, and that's supposed to be, but in this case, we're going to say Sveiko Lekumra by the one that people think are Derabanan, and we're going to say Sveiko Lekula by the one that people think are Deoraisa. We're contrarians. This is a fine
we've been contrarians
rabbinic logic, but it also means that there's no predictive force at all.
Yeah.
Right, as to whether something is going to be Sveiko Lekumra or Sveiko Lekula, because it all depends on what we think people's perception was at the time the Gzera was made. Right, there's a lot of projections going on. Okay, Nachzer L'Inyanenu, so let's go back to where we were. This is all a tangent. All right, these two takanos, take it away.
Kishtei takan takanos alalu kol achat kula ki chumrata. Delisa shtei nashim dekila veitzna lahatir al yidei me'arabanim l'umat zachamira da'afilu ledvar mitzvah da'oreita lo hekel. Da'arei yachol lahatziya dvarav lifnei chachmei ador v'yitzarfu me'arabanim v'yatiru achirem v'lama lalu hakel tfei bedvar mitzvah.
Go on.
V'omnam l'garesh ba'al korcha dechamir v'lo nitan reshut latiro b'shum ofan al-kein b'makom mitzvah lo gazar klal v'lo tzarich shihui v'torach v'hotza.
Okay, so tell me what did that add up to?
So we wind up in terms of marrying two women at once, where the possibility for heter meir avanim exists, it means that you don't automatically get a heter when it's b'makom mitzvah. And similarly for being megarish ba'al korcha, where you do automatic, where you can't use a heter meir avanim without a makom mitzvah, you don't need to go out of your way to get any heter when it is makom mitzvah.
I'm not sure I agree, follow you all the way. Let's say the first part I agree. It says marrying two wives, because there is a heter merabanim, so therefore we don't need to come with a special way out in Malka Mitzvah. Right? It's always heter merabanim. But Bal Korcha, there is no heter merabanim. But we can't possibly say that it applies to Malka Mitzvah. So therefore we have to be matir it completely. Right? I think you were fancier than that.
Okay.
Right? I think that's all he says, right? Is that the more makil gzera, right, which is eno siag l'torah, and therefore is feikul l'hakel, there because it's easy to be matrid but through kufra banim for any reason, so if there's a good reason, we don't care. There's a way out. But if we made the gzera in a really strict way, so that there's no way out, so then it can't apply to places where there's a good reason. So heter merabanim must come up for bad reasons. Right, it was to cover the reasons which aren't obvious. But once it was there, it creates a chumrah that you always need it. Okay, so you get to see that this, right, just in those two paragraphs, you can see that Chassam Sofer's mind works. Right, we have this elaborate set system of causes and counter causes, right, where the more makil you make something, right, the more machmir you get to do this, and the more right, it's really a pretty amazing construction. But the outcome for us is this really cool thing that marrying two wives always requires mei rabbanim, and Bal Korcho, either, right, because Lisa Bal Korcho, there's never heter mei rabbanim, but if you're matirit, you never need a heter mei rabbanim. Right, the only question you ask there is that we would say there are two ways to ask the question. From a formal legal perspective, the question you ask is, did Rabbeinu Gershom make the takana to apply to that case? And from a causal question, we ask is there a good reason not to make the takana in that place? The interesting question is there a boundary where we say, oh, there's a really good reason, but Rabbeinu Gershom made the takana there anyway? Right, is there such a boundary case? Because those categories get confused. Okay, so now he says, Uvazeh, Yuvan divrei tshuvas habach v'divrei maran padua. Fine, okay.
That's an interesting.
Okay, right. This solves everything. You have to read the Bach and see if we've done this. Okay, so now he says, "Ukeshebali adenu dvar mitzvah." Okay, so what happens? We have a case of it's a dvar mitzvah. So we should say that dvar mitzvah that to be megarish bal korcha doesn't require anything. To let him marry a second wife should require a mei rabbanim. Right, that should be the outcome.
Mm-hmm. And remember, this is the one that's siag l'torah.
The Bal Korcha is a siag l'Torah, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, but...
it's like the really big deal one.
Yes, because chumraso hikulaso. So, right, it's you know, an inertial system. Azai yafe kasa b'shev Yaakov chelek Ebenezer simen alef l'chalek im hi ene pushat b'kach. Okay, so now we have a new factor. There's dvar mitzvah, but then there's a dvar mitzvah where the woman is pushat and dvar mitzvah where she isn't. So if she's not pushat, for example, Kigon Shah Esther Shanim Lo Yaldu. For example, if they were 10 years without children overall, Machmas Tashbish or right, or she, right, she becomes nida every time they have relations v'chadome. Afal Pita B'Malka Mitzvah Lo Gazar V'Hayyachol Lo Garsha Bal Korcho. So even though it should be mutter, Mikol Malkom Nema, and I think we have lo, but it should be lay. Right, Nema Lay. Let's say to him, Trach V'Hamtilecha Kuf Rabbanim V'Nasiv Tarti. So even though originally we said Rabbeinu Gershom has Gzera, don't marry two wives, that requires 100 rabbis. We have Gzera, don't divorce a woman against her will, that is Mutter B'Malka Mitzvah. But now he says, but when it's Malka Mitzvah, but the woman isn't at fault, so we're going to say, don't rely on the Kula of Bal Korcha, instead go get 100 rabbis and marry a second wife instead.
So this is the specter of Rabbeinu Shimshon.
So where did he get this from? Where did this come from? This is a policy judgment. We have two haramim. There's a way to avoid violating one. He says, don't avoid. Right. There's a clear heter and right to do it that way. Don't take advantage of that heter. Don't let him take advantage of that heter. Force him to take advantage of the other heter. On the basis of a distinction that appears nowhere in the Gzera, that no one believes, no one pretends is in the Gzera. No one said Rabbeinu Gershom was cholik that way. Rabbeinu Gershom set up a hierarchy. This is just his policy judgment.
No one ever brought up Peshia.
Yeah, we had the differentiation of Garma, but that
wasn't about... It's all fine, but Gershom didn't set up a hierarchy among his Xeros. There's no mystery about that. This is just his policy judgment about how to evaluate the hierarchy among the Xeros. And his grounds are, right, so what's his grounds are? So he says, if she didn't do anything wrong, then let's force him to do this. Aval kishihi pushat, right, but when she's at Falkiona Verit Aldat, matrim lo legarsha bal karcha, because she's a very old dot, we have a policy interest in saying right in discouraging that. So we allow begershon bal korcha, but when we don't have a policy interest,
also going to be only b'makom mitzvah.
It's still only b'makom. Well, a very old dot will always be b'makom mitzvah,
right?
Because the mitzvah legarsha.
Right.
Okay. No, not necessarily.
I think so.
Overt al dot.
Aver el dat, he's going to think it's always a mitzvah lagarsha. So we should really be matir bal korcha.
It's a mitzvah lagarsha?
It's two deos in the Gemara.
Okay, 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 okay.
Right, so he's going to... Right,
okay,
or
okay,
even,
okay, no chiyu, but yeah,
right,
it's mitzvah lagarsha.
Yes. Right, so he's going to hold that under such circumstances we could be matir the gzera, but we should choose not to. We should choose instead to force him to get a hetzer merit on it. Right, so that's a really interesting policy judgment. Okay, so now he says, yes.
How many people would want to marry this person who has a second wife? Presumably, he's still obligated to.
Yeah.
So, you know, people would want to marry him.
You know, I go back to my early story about prenups. That the first couple in Harvard Hill that didn't just say yes when I told them they had to have a prenup, and I asked the groom in question, "Well, why don't you want to sign a prenup?" And he said, "Well, my father was Magen and my mother, and I don't see why I shouldn't have the same right."
were you going to be the Masada Kiyush?
No, I was just the rabbi.
But I guess in general.
And she said, okay.
Okay,
am I? And I said, no, not okay. And she said, it's fine. And I followed them around with my laptop and my portable printer until I finally convinced him that he really had to do this.
So in general, just being the rabbi, you had enough clout for people to sign it.
Generally, that was at Harvard Hillel with one exception. I only aware of two exceptions in my time at Harvard Hillel where people decided. Both cases where people had Haredi rabbis outside the community, and those are different stories. But in this particular case, I finally talked him into it, that this was just really not something. He didn't want to go into a marriage with this kind of power. At the end, it's like a happy ending. So he said, "Okay, I'll sign it, but it's terribly drafted." And so he sat down. He was a lawyer. And he sat down and rewrote it, and so the version we use nowadays is in many ways a direct descendant of the edits he made.
who's really also, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And this just goes to show that, like, good things can come out of...
And so far as I know, they're still happily married. I think it's because they signed the freedom.
Well, of course we don't say it's because of that.
Like I don't know if
his father was Magi and his mother, we had a better prenup.
That lesson, who would have, in a billion years, would you ever have thought somebody would give you that answer? That's why they were saying. People say the darndest thing. Okay. So that's right, so now he says Vinay Mumerit, she after La Siga Lagarsha Balkarcha, right? So Mumerit, she's gone, so you can't even find her to be Megarish or Balkarcha. Ulahatir Lisa Acher Blikuf Rabbanim Lo Nehigi Afilu Bipushat. But we're not really into being Matir Bigami. Even with Rabbanim. So therefore Al Kane Nagu Lazaka Nahagul is zakot lo get.
Well, it's without Me'arabanim. Meaning he still seems to say we could do the Hatzair Me'arabanim here.
Right, but we're just lo nehigi.
We just don't do it.
No,
it's belief Me'arabanim. I'm reading it as belief Me'arabanim lo nehigi.
Sorry, you're right. You're right. My fault. Right, we don't... Lazarus didn't believe kufra banim. You're right. Tari, you're right. My fault. So we don't bal karcha. We don't do it with the Hatzair Me'arabanim. So
presumably
we get,
he still could go
yeah,
and get...
He could still get the Hatzair Me'arabanim. You're right. My fault.
Well, like, generally speaking, that was a lot harder than it is for like people today.
Yes.
Like, right, I'm not saying that's
yeah, no, you're right. Sorry, my fault.
Still
the wall
the
to,
right, so he says, the schus gadalhu la kevan she miro mufkeres lusnus, mechayeves misal kol be'ila, in kena gerishun schusla. And that's why the Marik in Shorash Kufram Aleph said that according to his mitzvah, his position, b'melka mitzvah ki hay lo gazar v'lo boy kufra banim.
Is he now being sicer himself that
yeah. I don't know what he thinks in the case of I don't know honestly, but how carefully he's there. It's a good point. Okay. Okay, so he says. So this is schus gadol. Velzek kasa marik shorish kumamalov. That according to his position, the malka mitzvah kihai. Right, in the Mumeris case, lo gazer rabbeinu Gershom was never gozer. Lo boy kufra banim. So in that case, you don't need 100 rabbis. That's what Marik writes. In that case, you don't need 100 rabbis even for being matir ishal ishto. So he says imkain mehechi tesi lezakas lo get. So where was it? So in such a case, why would you give a get zikoy? Why wouldn't you just give a hetem me'arabanim? So he says, because there's a rif in Gittin. And the rif in Gittin holds that there's a whole lundish about it, which we don't really need to go through. But the rif holds that even that in a case of zechia, the woman still is not divorced until the get reaches her hands. The husband can't be chozer bo from the time he gives the get to the shliach kabbalah. But she's not actually divorced until the get reaches her hands.
So then, why is it helpful?
So it doesn't actually help her at all.
Like, what does it do?
Well, it means the husband can't be chozer bo, so, right, so if you force the husband to do that, right, if he's a mumer, it's fine. So because she's free. But in this case, all it does is it makes her not quite married. It removes the power from him, but it doesn't actually free her.
So theoretically, like, you could keep
or him.
The get in Beit Din.
You could. And she can pick it up where you want. It protects her, but it doesn't help him. So what he says is, what the outcome must... So he says, so what should happen? So since it should be mutter, even without Meir Rabbanim B'Malka Mitzvah, according to the Marik, and the get Ziku only doesn't work according to the Rif anyway. So he says, Mekal Malkam Lama Lanu Lahachis Aswa Neged Neged Harif Be Isur Diaraisa Beli Shum Tam If Neham Rashad Hazot. So why should we do a get zikui because of this terrible woman? Velo Yochel Lisa Cheres Belo Shum Torah Fi Igun The Malkam Zukazulo Gazar. Let's just let him marry another wife. But he says, Ach Be Malkam Shinis Pashit Haminag The Gav Malkam Mitzvah Gazar. But according to the people who hold that he was there, Rabbeinu Gershom was gozer even Be Even b'makumitzu, which I think is the shita that he was assigning up here. I mean, Gershom is gozer even b'makumitzu, and you require 100 rabbis even in that case. Uvoy kufra banim. V'is agin habal ad sheyitrach v'yotzi hosos kufra banim. Yafe asu shesomchim al rov haposkim lazakos loget. V'zuhi kavanas amaram. Right? So his outcome is that what he just said before, he just said before that he thinks that there's a position that you always need a hetem me'arabanim to marry two wives. And now he says, you know what, but not everybody holds that way. A lot of people hold it's just no gzeirah b'malka mitzvah. But since there are people who hold that way, therefore, in circumstances where you really should free the husband because it's b'malka mitzvah, but you can't because there's a minhag to paskin like what I said before, we come with this new solution, which is zikui get, where we give the woman a get, and it's true we wouldn't let her remarry, because a zikui isn't enough until she actually gets the get. But she can get divorced whenever she wants. and he really should be free. So we're saying we're not going to violate, we're not violating the Chayav Beinu Gershom because he's divorced.
Shouldn't we make a Mima Nafshach for the bigamy case? In other words, either you can get a Heter Mei Rabbanim in any case.
Right.
In which case, you get a Heter Mei Rabbanim and you don't run up against this riff with the problems that it gets equally.
Yeah.
Or you say the same thing that you said by Gerish and Bal Korcha,
which
is that B'Makom Mitzvah, you can do it without any special Heter whatsoever. So you don't even need to give a get, you could just go ahead and marry a second woman right away.
Right, he doesn't want, what he's saying is there are men who could be free through a Heter Mei Rabbanim, but we think that their situation is so unjust that we don't want to require a Heter Mei Rabbanim. Right, that's another enormous policy leap. Right, so he said that there are circumstances under which we require a Heter Mei Rabbanim even though we don't have to, which is people who could just be Megarish Bal Korcha, and we say no, get a Heter Mei Rabbanim. That's the case where she isn't Poshea, right, where it just happens she has a physical condition. And there are other circumstances where we should require a Heter Mei Rabbanim, but we don't want to, so we don't. So we invent this mechanism called Zikut. Right. So amazing things happen to the Ksam Sofer, right? We have a sort of like a pretty simple halacha with two straightforward zeros. We separate the zeros. We say that each of them has balance, has chumras at least the kulas and kulas at least the chumras. And then we say, you know what? But that kula leads to, we're just going to impose a chumra anyway. And that chumra leads to, we have a way out of that one.
And then in this fish case, we're going to make up a whole new thing.
Well, that's the last case, right? There's a chumra we don't want, right? There's a chumra we don't want, so we invent a new mechanism. So at the end of this tshuva, like nothing that existed before still exists intellectually. Right? This is just an amazing thing. The whole world is the whole world is upside down. Okay, so we haven't gotten back to our case yet, right? Let's remember we still have to get back to, right? He has a real case here, which is. Which is a grusha shenises lekoin becheskas almana. Right, which is not any of the cases we've talked about, because it's a case where the yisur is not a product of fault in the sense of sin, and it's not a product of an uncontrollable bodily thing. It's a product of a status issue.
What,
right, it's a mistake.
I was gonna say can't you use Mekaf's out there?
So probably not. It's probably why can't you use Mekav Tos? Because she's really a surah. Why aren't, right? But the problem. So the problem with lots of Mekav Tos arguments is that they're too good. You know, when we have cases, there are arguments where we say that's a really good argument. If that were true, then any marriage of this sort should be invalid ab initio. And yet the Gemara discusses this case. So for example, a very reasonable argument is anytime I marry a woman thinking that she's mutter to me, and it turns out she's usher. It should be a Mekach Tos.
Okay. Which is this case here.
Yes.
Okay.
And yet, Sam Sofer doesn't bring it up. So...
That would be too good.
And the problem is, because the Gemara talks about cases like this, and it talks about, right, and it talks about whether they have to divorce or not, and it doesn't talk about, well, they couldn't have gotten, right? 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 So the assumption is, right, so there seem to be all sorts of cases in the Gemara where this kind of marriage is valid. And so even though it's one of these cases where we say your argument is really, really good, but it's too good because if it were true, then all these things would be true, and we don't know why it's wrong, but it has to be wrong. Because, that's right, the version of this, the usual version is, why don't we just say Afkinu? Right? Rabbis have the power to be undo any marriage, right? So the Gemara says explicitly, Afkinu Rabbanon Lekidush Minayu, so why don't we just solve all the Aguna problems? Right? Through Afkinu. And the answer is because, look, we have 1,000 years of people struggling to get out of the Aguna problems. If you could just do it by Afkinu, they would have done that.
Perakaisha Rabba.
Right. So it's one of those where your argument is too good.
It's in Yavam. And it describes like this horrible Aguna situation where she did nothing wrong, he did nothing wrong, Beit Din said it was okay.
That's right.
Horrible for everyone.
That's right. And then the long history of response is true. Right? If Afkinu just worked, we would just do that, right? So you could say, no, you know, at what point did that become the case? Maybe nobody thought of it until it hit critical mass. And then, right, at that point it was too late, right? You know, and every case makes it worse, right? Every time you don't use Afkinu, that becomes another case you didn't use Afkinu and makes it harder to do it. Uh-oh. Right? So that's the whole... But it is a fair argument, halakhically, to say that your argument your argument is too good and too obvious, such that right, if so-and-so didn't use it, it can't be because he didn't think of it, so it must be wrong, and your job is to figure out why he didn't use it. But you're right. Right, that's right, Pashut, but if you marry somebody and you cast right in your usher, right, that should be a pretty good argument. That kind of thought.
Although to be a little bit more, to say it slightly differently, David is saying it's a case where the people getting married while they're getting married, they didn't know.
Yeah.
There's all these Gemara cases could be like, he knew.
Cases where he knew. So you have to go and
he
see.
He knew that she was a Gerusha.
You have to go and make sure there aren't any cases of Bishoge. I think there are cases of Bishoge in the Gemara. Right, so I don't think that's going to work. Okay. Achramah simen kuf mem sif hei hosif min dilei b'hu adin ha'isha niseres ha'neseres albala mizake lo get v'yesh chol kimad kan lashono. So why are there chokim? So the Marik was only matter this in a place where the minag was widespread, which is the minag to which minag is Marik?
We referred to these minhagim, and they've never been nailed down.
Yes. So the minag is talking about the gam emakom mitzvah gazar. So he says the Marik was only matir get zikui in a case where the minag was not to be matir b'makom mitzvah. And the minag not to be matir because of makom mitzvah is only about a mumeret. Well, Eishes Yisrael, af ashafilu zinsa pama p'mayim lo shchicha sheyeve ofer anal shetizane v'holeches v'sheyeh zchus chol bar lo begereshin v'kevan lo shayach minag midi lo shchicha lo hitri maharik. So we come out of Ramah. So this is an amazing thing. Right, Ramah says that there's a machloket about whether you can be mezakeh a get to a woman who is asura. Now, why should there be a machloket? It should just be marik. That's what you do. Right? It's clearly makom mitzvah, because she's asura to him. Right? It's a mitzvah to mugarish her. So we said, in such cases, we say that in order to avoid forcing him to do a hetemei rabbanim, we're going to do a zikui. So why does Rama think there's some people who don't let you do a zikui in that case? So another amazing thing. So he said, the Maharik said that really the halacha is that you should be matrim straight. But there's a minhag here not to be matrim straight. There's a minhag to treat it as if Rabbeinu Gershom was gozer b'makom mitzvah. So in order to be concerned about the people who think Rabbeinu Gershom was gozer b'makom mitzvah, we resort to zikur. But what happens if the people in this place hold Rabbeinu Gershom wasn't gozer b'makom mitzvah, but you can't say it's because of a minhag, because there aren't enough cases to create a minhag. It doesn't happen often enough. So in those cases, you're stuck. You can't be matir him without a Meir Rabbanim, because you don't hold that way. But you can't use the Marik's Heter to be Mezakeh him, because there's not enough cases for a Minog. So that's the one case where he's stuck. And he actually has to use a Heter Meir Rabbanim. Which is, yeah. Okay. So now he says, really? And I'll Mikol Makom, Tzarechian, right? This still requires investigation. Ma bekach lo shchicha b'lekim minhaga. Mikol mokom kevin is pashit and minhag shlo lahatir b'lei kufra banim. Im kein al korcho his agen habal ad shi atriach v'yemsa kufra banim. Im kein shuv tevo zaklos lo ba v'ol lochush l'dasi chidoi darif. So who cares that there's no minhag? L'maisa, we have the same policy issue. Here's a guy who's going to be stuck needing 100 rabbis when he shouldn't. Okay. Hayotzim is elinini. So what comes out, he says, no. Dehacha lo shayach lezakos lo get. He says, in our case, we can't do zikui. De'ezes chus yeshla. What chus is there? De'afagav de'nech shadab isa grusha lekohen. Mikol makom bizchus lo nechshada. Right, the ain lo shchum zechia begerisheha. V'im tirtze li nase tavo tikabel gita. V'im keni efter lo zakef lo gedal d'acher. Lo garsha al bal korcha reine poimanu. I efter el lisa cheret. Well, that sort of kufr banim vashloshes get came for a bit of reino and all, and there we are. Okay, so his outcome is, even though he's come with all these amazing ways to be matir and to say you don't need hetter merabanim, in the end he wants hetter merabanim in this case, because there's no minag to give for that there's a schus. It's not clear that there's a schus. You can't be megarish bel karcha. So after all this lumdus, the outcome is very straightforward. Exactly, right? This is the amazing thing of the Shulchan Aruch Silver. We learn amazing new things, but it's all. He says he doesn't want to do anything. He doesn't want to engage in any unnecessary fancy stuff, right? It was an open thing, right? Yeah, no, I don't like doing fancy things. I just like saying a straightforward halacha. He could have just said at the very beginning, you know what? You wanted to marry another woman? Get a heter mei rabbanim.
I'm really impressed at, like,